Why, hello, everyone. It is time. Oh, here we go. We got Chatham County Line. They're playing live tonight. Soul Santa Fe, all the way in from Raleigh, North Carolina, and they're going to do it bluegrass style for us in Santa Fe. Show starts at 7, and I think I've been authorized to do a giveaway afterwards. So give a listen. Chatham County Line on 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Good. All right. Chatham County Line, ladies and gents from Raleigh, North Carolina, if you're just joining in. 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. They're live for a 420 show tonight at Soul Santa Fe. I believe it starts around 7-ish. You guys seem to have kind of a comfort with the old-fashioned rally around the microphone style. So one at a time, starting over here with John, can you just lean in and introduce yourselves, your name, your instrument, and maybe, I don't know, your favorite musician on top of that?
Oh, my goodness.
Just to tell the folks at home what you're like.
All right. I'm John Teer. I play the mandolin and fiddle in Chatham County Line. I have many favorite musicians, but I have to say probably on top of that list is Clarence White.
Woo! Yeah!
Deep cuts, folks. This is Chandler Holt. I play the banjo. My favorite musician has got to be John Teer, folks. Yeah. Did you hear what he just did? Incredible.
Incredible.
Thanks, buddy.
It was pretty good.
My name is Greg Redling. I play the upright bass with CCL, and been thinking a lot of LeVon Helm lately, and he's definitely my favorite drummer.
We've been playing a lot of LeVon Helm lately. So, did you? Is it LeVon?
LeVon's what I've always said.
Really?
LeVon,
oh,
yeah.
I always thought it was LeVon, but yeah. I never have met the guy.
He was born LaVon with an A, but that changed.
Oh, okay.
It.
There we go.
This is Dave Wilson with a big A in the middle there, and I play the guitar and the mandolin and sing a lot. My favorite musician in the history of the world is, I really just don't have one. Actually, I know, I can't remember his name right now, but the band leader from the Titanic, he did everything for the White Star Line, and we appreciate him sticking there when he probably really wanted to leave.
Now, somebody might be listening to this on a podcast later at SantaFe.com. Now, what if, alive or dead, what if it's somebody that you always wanted to play with? Maybe they're listening, and maybe they'll call you up. So,
wait,
I need a name.
You said alive or dead, though. So, how are they going to call me?
They should be dead people. They're, can check out
okay.
the internet.
Is it too soon for Titanic jokes?
it's
100 years.
After 100 years, you can joke about it. I would say the late great Dr. John Hartford in the dead category. Alive, I'd have to go with Kanye West.
There you go.
Because he could fly me to wherever the jam is on a private plane. The jam might suck, but the flight.
How do you think that would work, though, the hip-hop and the bluegrass together?
He does well with one mic, and we use one mic, so maybe we'll get together and share that mic, the diamond-encrusted one.
Now, you guys have been together for about 10 years, is that
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah.
Something like that?
We started when we were two. Or actually 8 years old, ladies. So we're still young.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you been to Santa Fe before?
Anyone?
Somebody.
A couple times.
Somebody asked
played
if Soul
the brewery.
Was the,
yeah,
the brewing company.
We've been here and done this. Company. Yeah, it's been a little while.
All right. Well, you have a new record out? You want to plug while you're here?
Yeah, we just put a record out recently in... I think it was May of 2010. It's called Wildwood. And we have really been having a lot of fun touring that one. And we've been touring that one into the ground. Our label's been hard at work in North Carolina on a live double LP, double CDD, CD, DVD, ADD set.
Is it actually going to be on LP? On vinyl?
It's a double vinyl.
I'm salivating.
Mm-hmm. I did the... I verified the... The lacquer cuts just last week, and the vinyl sounds good. It sounds really good. Real short sides, so it's real crisp. We didn't have to roll anything off.
Real fat grooves.
Yeah, it's got real big grooves on it, about 12, 14 minutes a side, so it sounds great, and we just can't wait to get it out. That should come out probably in June or July of this year, and we're looking forward to it. Sight and sound.
Is it true that, Dave, you do most of the songwriting, or does everybody kind of pitch in?
Well, when I report it to my royalty agency, I do all the songwriting, but in truth, these guys do help out occasionally.
Well, then I hope you give them a little kick down.
We'll see about that. Still working on that.
All right. I'm hoping that you have another song ready to play for us live. That last one sounded great. What was it called?
That last one was called Crop Comes In. That's on Wildwood, our final album that we put out a few years ago, and this is another tune off that track, off that CD, vinyl LP. We'll do it for you. This one's called "Ringing in My Ears."
She said there's 50 ways to leave your lover. I said you're too crazy to all these years. I said, ain't it funny how time slips away? She never liked the voice of George Jones, so I stopped loving her. Today, today is my life just a song, one that's paid for too long. Said, honey, there's room on the sloop, John B. But she never wanted this night love to be over. So I put the needle down on side C. Is my life just a song, one that's played too long?
Again, super fantastic. Thanks, guys. Chatham County Line from Raleigh, North Carolina, live at Soul tonight, a 420 show. It's going to be good. I'm assuming they can pick up Wildwood and all the previous releases at the show tonight.
Yes, sir. We'll have.
They're not out of print yet or anything.
We'll have Wildwood. We'll have all the records.
Digital
we'll
only.
Vinyl and vinyl. Free downloads and free stickers and t-shirts and
posters
and free kisses for the ladies.
It sounds awesome.
It's gonna turn into a taco truck at the end of the show too.
I'm glad you guys came in. You know, I don't know. I hesitate to admit this, but this is my first time hearing you guys. Shame right now. I haven't even heard any of the records yet.
That's why we're here.
Someone whose reputation precedes them recommended you. They said, "Hey, they're coming into town. You want to get them on the show?"
Yep. Thanks, God.
So I'm glad you came. How did you fall into bluegrass? Is that just something that happens in North Carolina? Do you have relatives that showed you how to play? Or?
It does. There's a crossroads down in Chatham County where if you go into the local general store, you'll be indoctrinated into the bluegrass lifestyle. And each one of us at separate times had walked into that general store, and years later we found each other, and the story has many miles, which we've covered about 28% of them at this point.
Nice. The same general store, honestly?
Yes, sir.
And who is the proprietor of said establishment?
He who shall remain nameless.
He who shall remain nameless. I see.
Is it Voldemort?
Don't say it.
Now, I always thought that story was, you know, the Robert Johnson story. Now, is there a similar story, a legend
there
in bluegrass circles?
There is a similar story. There is now. You heard it live.
Awesome. You guys got one more in you?
Yeah, we'll do the title track. Let John get his fiddle and fiddle bow out. There's that fiddle and tune. John is known for many things on this earth, and one is playing the fiddle. He got his start at 4 years old with a 3 years old with a Mazzola box with a ruler taped to the top of it and a pencil as a bow and one proud mama. And if she's listening back in North Carolina, Angel, we're taking care of him. He's not taking care of himself. But this is the title track to our recent release, Wildwood. It goes like this.
Awesome. Hey, would you say that? When did you say the live album was coming out?
It should be out the end of June, beginning of July.
Man, I'm gonna have to get on the pre-sale list for that or something.
I'm
website?
Rich.
Website?
If you care to visit us on the interweb, you'd find us at ChathamCountyLine.com.
And for those unfamiliar with the word Chatham, it's C-H-A-T-H-A-M, correct?
Mm, yes, sir. Chatham.
Chatham. Mm-hmm. All right. John Tier, Greg Redling, Chandler Holt, Dave Wilson. They are Chatham County Line. They are live tonight, 4:20. That's the date, not the time. Showtime's 7-ish. Soul Santa Fe off Highway 14. Used to be the brewing company. As observed earlier by Chandler, who has come through a time or two. And I don't know how I didn't notice you did that in the past. To me, this is the first time.
Exactly.
All right.
Why not? Let's make it a first.
It's always the first time for us.
Everybody go out and check them out. Hey, I've got freebies, matter of fact. I'm not sure who I got these from, but they said go ahead and do a giveaway. So while you guys pack up and get ready to go do sound check, let's do a giveaway. If you want to check out Chatham County Line tonight, I've got a pair of tickets for Color 3 and a pair of tickets for Color 4. 988-KBAC. You know, in the past, I've forgotten to give out the number, and people still call. It's
crazy. I see the phone lines are lighting up.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's caller number 2. There's caller number 3.
KBAC. And you can check out Chatham County Line tonight. Callers 3 and caller 4.
Woo! Light them up.
You guys have a good time tonight, and we'll take care of some business here.